What a doozy week one has been in the NFL. There's still one more game going on tonight. Chicago versus Minnesota.
Where is that game? Is it in Chicago? It's either in Chicago or Minnesota, right?
No, it's in France.
Unless the
actually.
NFL is doing a neutral site Monday game in Paris.
No, it's in France. No, it's in Chicago. 7:15 tonight. Buck and Aikman on the call.
First Monday night game of the year.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't talk about it, and we're an hour into the show already. Douchebag fan who punched Lamar in the helmet last night, pushed Lamar's head, and then Lamar went back after him. I support Lamar 100% on that. You're a Buffalo fan, and you're sitting in the front row, and you push a dude's helmet. You better expect to get your ass kicked in a football game like that. Like, come on, man. Don't do that.
Gosh, Derrick Henry's just an ageless wonder. Good for him. So Saturday was a pretty big game, Missouri versus Kansas, and I'm sitting there Saturday night kind of collecting my thoughts about what this game was. And I thought for a second that there was a moment, at least maybe I'm just being a neutral fan in this game, where I feel like there was a lot of people in Columbia as Tiger fans that were very similar in the mind process of where Royals fans were in 2014 with Ned Yost. Now I'll explain. Let's start with Ned Yost. When Ned Yost put your Donovan Ventura in that game against the A's, and he gives up that home run to Brandon Moss, and it's 7-3, there probably wasn't one Royals fan in that crowd that was supporting Ned Yost, that was ready to have him come back. They wanted probably Ned Yost out of town.
Well, let me take you kind of behind the scenes on that, because it was a bizarre night at the ballpark. Remember, Henry left early and missed the end of the game, and Josh and me and Spector were all there trying to prepare a morning show as this is all taking place. And there were numerous times in that night where we had different topics in there of Ned is great, wow, that was awesome, to fire Ned, it's in the sixth inning, to oh my God, Ned is here, oh my God. Like the range of emotions just from the three of us going through and creating what we wanted to talk about in that situation. Yeah, all the fans were going through that. And to this day, I've had people tell me if they would have lost that game, odds are pretty good a lot of people get fired after that game.
And Ned Yost, we know now, is the winningest manager in Royals franchise history. Also the losingest manager, because that's how baseball works. You play 162 games.
But again, and he was tenured for probably the longest amount of time of anybody, too.
And in that moment, I think there was a lot of people that were like, get his ass out of here. I'm tired of Ned Yost. And I go back to Saturday, and you know, Eli Drinkwitz has been great at Mizzou. I think seven total losses, has an 800 win record, done very well. But that's Kansas in Columbia, where you're supposed to win. Like, that was, Missouri was 5.5-point favorites. At one point, it was 6.5. And you're supposed to win that game. And KU was just doing whatever they wanted. Your defense didn't look great if you're Mizzou. You had the Bo does that, Pabula does that run, gets hit, fumbles, KU picks it up, takes it into the house. Yep. All of a sudden, everyone's going, and that crowd at that moment's going, I don't know if Eli's the guy. And I'm not saying that everybody in Columbia was feeling that way, but it's like, man, if we can't beat Kansas, right? Because how many times in Ohio are they, hey, I have a crystal ball in our hallway. Yeah, but did you beat Michigan? No. Well, you need to beat Michigan first, right? Take Mac, for example. If you go to Tennessee, did Peyton Manning beat Florida? He didn't. But was he a great quarterback? He was. But he never beat Florida.
And you know, it's like, funny about Tennessee. My daughter said to me yesterday, she says, it's my dream to go watch the Vols play in Tennessee. I go, the Vols, huh? Why do you want to watch the Vols? And she's like, I like the entrance. I like the songs. I like the stuff that goes on at that kind of stadium. I'm like, all right, we'll send you down there and take a look at that stuff. But no, I mean, I think if you're Missouri, you went into that game thinking we have to win. And we were at a wedding on Saturday night, and a lot of guys were watching the game on their phone and doing all of that kind of stuff. And Missouri won the game, and there was a big cheer, right? And it was after the ceremony, so everybody's kind of cocktail hour sitting around, you know, cheering and whatnot. And guy comes up to me and he goes, man, he goes, now I know what it's like to be a Kansas basketball fan playing against Missouri basketball. I go, what do you mean by that? He goes, it wasn't fun to win. We had to win. Like, the stress level that we had to win this game is like, I imagine the stress level that you guys have in basketball. You can't afford to lose this game. You're better than us. You're supposed to win. That's the way it's supposed to be. He goes, I'm glad we got the win. He goes, that was stressful. That wasn't a fun win. That was like, we have to have this win. If we don't win this game, we suck.
Right. And I was in a house divided. There were Mizzou fans that were, you know, graduates that came by, and they had their kids all decked out in Mizzou gear. It was cute and fun. And then I had KU fans there as well. And the result was the same for Eli that it was for Ned. Like, they ended up winning the game. And everybody's like, you know, they came back and won. Mizzou came back and won. Everybody goes, all right, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. But I'm almost positive at one point there was probably some thought in their minds, like, Eli can't beat the Jayhawks? Like, we're going to lose to Kansas at home?
Well, I was even thinking about that. I was like, if Missouri loses this game, what are the Missouri fans going to say about Elijah, right? Because you've got to win that game. You're the SEC, right? And as we've known, Dusty, over the last couple of years, the SEC has gone around and told everybody they're better than everybody else, right? And so when you play these interleague games, the Big 12 versus the SEC or the SEC versus the Big 10, yada, 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 you got to be that team from the SEC that wins those games. You got to wave that flag and wave that banner. And so the Missouri win was fun for I think, for Missouri fans, but also I can understand very stressful and relieving for Missouri fans. Like, they should have had more fun enjoying that win. Instead, they were all concerned that what if we don't win this game and Kansas does? And so I totally understand that feeling. It's like with the Chiefs at times, you know, you don't exactly get so excited about the win because you were supposed to win. It's more of a relief than anything. All right, let's find a way to give people a Hy-V gift card. Here's what we're going to do. Every day this week at this time, we're going to give one fan the opportunity to register for a $500 Hy-V gift card. We're going to award that at the end of the week. It's your chance to score big with Name That Chief. Listen every day this week at 7 o'clock for your cue to call and take a shot at guessing the mystery Kansas City Chiefs player on air. Get it right, and you'll be in the running to win a $500 Hy-V gift card, and that's perfect for loading up on groceries, tailgating supplies, and all your game day essentials. It's all brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. If you know this mystery chief, be caller number 5 to 913-586-7965.
Empty backfield this time, Kansas City. Now they sprint Rashard Smith, the rookie in motion, swinging all the way to the right flat. Short roll, right side throw. It's caught! 15-yard line, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, they get open for 37 yards and a touchdown. And now Patrick Mahomes, with that touchdown, has the most passing touchdowns in NFL history by a quarterback before reaching 30 years of age.
There it is. Caller number 5.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chance at what? A Hy-Vee gift card?
You got a chance to be one of five qualifiers for a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. We're going to qualify somebody every day at this time.
Heck yeah.
And on Friday, we will draw the lucky winner of the five qualifiers for $500 from Hy-Vee.
Love it.
Where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Aisle was one of the worst words I ever tried to spell in my life.
A-I-S-L-E?
Yeah.
Or I-S-L-E, depending on the
aisle. E-A-L-G-E, aisles.
Yeah.
I could never spell aisle or dinosaur. I don't know why. I'm just
dinosaur.
Not really.
I'm trying to think of the word that I've had the worst.
I didn't know it was dinosaur. I had to learn how to spell it. Wednesday was a tough one.
Wednesday. But if you pronounce it Wednesday.
Wednesday, got me. Yeah. Yep.
And February, like if you pronounce it like it's written, you'll nail it every time.